September of 2009, she was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. Mm. That same week, when your whole life is being completely turned upside down, is the same week your doctor is saying, the doctor is saying, she needs emergency tests, she needs emergency blood work, she needs all of these things, we need to get her into surgery. And of course, you know, you're going to do it. And we had that experience, like so many families. Like, I've heard this so many times throughout the district where, you know, she's on the MRI, you know, sort of gurney, and they won't put her into the machine until I write an $8,000 check.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And they won't give her the blood work until she does, you know, I write an $11,000 check. And they have you over a barrel. What are you going to do? It's your mother. Right. It's your loved one. So that experience, which was so pivotal in my life, you know, when I watched Mike Bishop smiling on the front row of the Rose Garden ceremony, you know, just beaming, because he had just voted for this repeal act that would have kicked at that time 38,000 people in the district off of healthcare and raised premiums of another, you know, 40% of the district. I just said, that's it. That's just the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, if you're not going to work for the public and you're not going to talk to the public, you don't deserve to stay there. And so that's when I got in the race.